just rebuilt it back up. And that was fine with me personally, because that little bitty bit, once I cleaned out the yucky part and put it in its new container, it smelled just like sourdough and it smelled fine.
Exactly. So. I've had close calls like that. Not close calls, because it's so resilient. But like, when we were moving to this house, we had the hardwood floors refinished, and we were in an Airbnb, and then we were at a family member's house, like way longer than we expected. And my sourdough starter was just sitting in a cooler, like who knows where. It was winter. But after probably 3 or 4 weeks, I was like, oh yeah, my starter. And I got it out, and this is a starter that I've had for 9 years. So it dying would be a big deal to me, but I just, took out a little portion of it and then fed the rest of it with fresh flour and water. And like you said, it was smelling great, like normal starter. People also always ask me how much, like, okay, let's say you've used it for your pancakes or your crepes that you make on your Instagram stories, and you notice that you have like a cup of starter left, and you know that tomorrow you want to make a recipe like pancakes, and you're having a crowd and you want to use like 5 cups of starter. How do you get your starter built back up?
You know, I definitely have fed it very heavily at times, and right. I just like kind of hope that I get a good rise out of it. But here's another thing. I'm not a perfectionist with it. Like sometimes, you know, if I pull my towel back and, you know, I'm ready to use my starter and I realize my proportions were off and it just hasn't gotten a good bubbly rise, I just use it anyway. What do you do?
Same thing.
Okay. So you would just feed it the, you know, larger amounts in equal proportions and then just use it anyway.
Yeah. I have seriously had 2 tablespoons of starter left and then just fed it like a ton of water and flour, and it always, the yeast just take it all back over and turn it all into sourdough starter. So I don't know what the proper answer is, but I've been doing this forever and that's never not worked. You know, I think just add as much flour and water. I'm sure that you're like me too, because I'm also like you, not a perfectionist. Just add, like, you don't measure flour and water. You just dump it in there and stir it up.
No, it's funny. I actually, looking back in my blog post, I had written somewhere about feeding, and I actually used actual measurements, and I'm like, I never measure. I wrote that, I guess, for reference, but
yeah.
I never measure. And I think back to, you know, women thousands of years ago, I don't think they had a scale. So I think we're cool. I don't know about you, but when I feed mine, I look more for consistency. So sometimes I'll kind of go back and forth, like a little flour, a little water. And then if I stir it and it feels thin, I'll just add in a little more flour. Or if it feels thick, I'll add a little more water until, I know in your video, you described it as like kind of a thick pancake batter consistency, right, that flows, yes, off your spoon. I thought that was a great way to describe that.
Now, do you have any recipes that you almost prefer a thinner starter or a thicker starter? Because I'm thinking of a few times when I actually feed a little extra flour if I want to make, you know, something, or a little less if I want to make something else.
Yeah, I mean, for my bread, I like it to be, I wouldn't say thick, but definitely structured, like a thick batter.
Okay.
I don't ever want to use a runny starter for my bread. Does that make sense? And then
yes,
for crepes, a thick